Once upon a time, there was a donkey. And this donkey was the oldest, most broken-backed donkey you ever saw. He was a wheezing and a huffing and a puffing whenever he had something to do. He was a donkey who'd worked hard all his life, and now, well, he was done with working. Or if he had his way, he would be, but his master kept on asking him to do things, and when the donkey wouldn't, the master would take a stick and a hat-tum, hat-tum, beat the donkey so the donkey would wheeze off to the next thing. But the truth was, the donkey simply wanted to rest. He simply was too tired to be working. He was an old, broken-backed donkey. So you can imagine. You can imagine how surprising it was. When one day the master, he said to the donkey, I want you to take these two big sacks all the way up to the top of the mountain and give them to my friend who lives there. The old man, you'll find him. The donkey, he heaved under the weight of those two great sacks as they heavily, heavily landed upon his back. And he looked at the master with this look in his eyes as if to say, you can't be serious. You want me to take these? I can hardly stand with them. And the old master, he said, well, don't just stand there. Get going. And he took a stick and he went, atum, atum. And he beat the donkey and the donkey staggered away with a hee-hoo, hee-hoo. Well, his knobbly knock knees, they'd just about managed to keep him going until he got to the path that led down, down, down to the river. And he thought to himself, well, you know, I'm never going to make it up to the top of that mountain. I can hardly see the top of the mountain, it's so high. I'll never make it. It's a lost cause. I might as well rest. And he went down, down the little track, all the way down to the river. And when he got there, he just lay down on the banks. I just want to sleep, he thought to himself. I just want to sleep. And he closed his eyes. And before too long, he was asleep. Fast asleep. Donkey snoring. Just when he was really deeply fast asleep, a fish, a little fish with a stick, jumps out of the river and ha-choom, ha-choom, get going, says the fish, get going, your master's given you a task and now you got to do it, get going, ha-choom. And up the poor donkey staggers, up he staggers onto his knock-knobble knees and he can hardly stand with the weight of the sack, but he knows he's got to keep going and so he staggers away, off, off, off towards the mountain. Well, after a while, he's reached the foothills of the mountain and it's here that the going gets really steep. He's feeling the gradient under his feet, thinking, I can't possibly walk this. It's not possible. And it's then he starts losing hope again. And he thinks, well, I might as well just lay down. Maybe a little rest will do me good. Maybe after a bit of a rest, I'll be able to manage this terribly steep mountain. And he lies down by a patch of bracken. He lies down by a patch of bracken. And he closes his eyes, and before too long, old donkey's fast asleep. But then, when he's really deeply, deeply asleep, what should happen but a bunny rabbit? A bunny rabbit appears out of the brambles and takes a stick and goes, ha-cha! Cha! Wake up and get up, you lazy thing, and go off to the mountain like your master's told you. And the poor old donkey, he's a staggering to his feet and just about managing to stand. And he knows he has to go, so he gets himself going. But he's a knock-knobbled-kneed kind of going, he is. He's a kind of knock-knobbled-kneed and he can hardly stand. He's just walking like that. Goodness knows how he makes his way up the mountain. He's a staggering, he's a stumbling. Pretty soon, though, he's so tired, he just can't go on. He's thinking, that patch of brambles there, that looks just right for me. And he lays down in that patch of brambles. He lays down in the patch of brambles, and oh, it feels so good to be laying down in something. Even if it's spiky, it's better than walking with a huge heavy sack on your back. And before long, that donkey's fast asleep with his eyes closed and his lips going. And it's then. It's right then that a fox appears, a fox with a stick, and the fox goes, "Ha-cha! Ha-cha! Wake up and get up! Go off to the mountain, you're almost there now! Ha-cha!" And the poor old donkey, he staggers to his knock-knobble knees, and he makes his way up the mountain like he doesn't know how he's going to do it. But after a great deal of stumbling, after a great deal of staggering, puffing and wheezing, he gets to the top of the mountain. And there he sees a sight that's so good to see. Because there's his master's friend, the old man who lives at the top of the mountain. And he has a little hut there, and outside he has a fire going, and he's sitting by the fire cooking something in a pot. And when he sees the donkey, he says, "Ah, my knock-knobbled-kneed friend, come on here." And the poor old donkey hobbles and wheezes for a last few steps and then crashes down on the ground next to the old man's house in front of his fire. "Well, you don't need to hobble any more," says the old man. "You've done all you can. You're a good donkey. Thank you very much." And he takes the big sacks and he pulls them off the donkey's back. And the donkey's already. And the old man opens the sacks. And you know what was inside? Why? It was magic donkey grain. Magic donkey grain. That if you're a donkey and you eat but a mouthful of that stuff, why, you'll be right as rain, cured of any illness, healed of any fatigue, and so full of energy that they'll have to tie you down to stop you leaping and running around and doing all the work you can. And the master's humming to himself. The old man's humming to himself, and he's pouring that donkey grain into a big bowl, and he's pushing it with his foot right up close to where the donkey's snoring nose is there just by the fire. And he's humming and he's whistling to himself because he knows what's going to happen next. The donkey's fast asleep and he's tired as anything. That donkey grain's right next to his nose, and it smells so good. Like the donkey's nose just somehow knows how good it's gonna be for him. And although he's sleeping, his lips, they start to twitch. His tongue starts to flick out of the side of his mouth, just close to where the bowl is. His neck begins to stretch out so that his mouth can just go over the edge of the bowl, and his tongue licking out the side of his mouth can
catch a few grains of that magic donkey grain and begin to chew it and munch it in his sleep. And it's not long before he's not asleep anymore. He's taken slightly bigger mouthfuls and chewing them up until his eyes, they come open like two searchlights, and he's full of energy already. Well, I don't need to tell you what happens next. He eats up the whole bowl, and then he eats up even more and even more until both sacks of that donkey grain, why, he's eaten all of them. And that donkey, why, he's so full of energy, you'd have to tie him down to stop him leaping around. He's so full of energy that he says thank you to the old man. Thank you, he says. And he runs down the mountain. And as he passes by the fox who was next to the brambles, he says, thank you. And he runs on down the mountain, all the way down the steep old mountain, till he gets to the bottom of the mountain. And there he passes the bracken patch where there was the bunny rabbit with the stick too. And he says, thank you to the bunny rabbit. And on he runs across the levels, across the plains, until he gets to the part of the river where he was lying sleeping and the fish came out. And there's the fish swimming there, waiting for him, it would seem. And the donkey says, thank you, as he passes by the little fish, and the fish just waves and waggles his tail as he goes. And on he runs until he comes back to his master. And well, when master and donkey are reunited, the old man takes the donkey's head in his. My donkey, he says, you did so well. And the old donkey, he nuzzles the old man as if to say, thank you, thank you. And just as I said, that donkey had to be tied down if you were to stop him leaping around. Whatever the old man gave him to do, the donkey would do it with gusto. Whatever the old man gave the donkey to do, he would do it with gusto. My story's done. That's all from me. Time to go and look for some of that man grain. Could do with some of that, particularly with my cold and all. Anyone got any man grain? Oh, maybe not. Maybe some toast. Yeah, that'd be nice. Some toast. Some marmalade. Cup of tea, maybe.